All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. The Green Queen City goes bicycle.
Let's go. Get on that bicycle.
Wait a minute. Is that part of the new Green Deal?
I think it is. I think it is, whether it's vocational, whether it's recreational. Anyway, Don, where the entire world unites together via bicycle, at least in the Charlotte area, whether you're a road biker, a mountain biker, a unicyclist, a recreational rider, vocational commuter, is weeklyrides.com. That's the place where all meet under the watchful eye of our next guest. Some call the mayor of the Charlotte bike community. His name, Jeff Viscount, and he's joining the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors right now. Jeff, welcome.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having us.
Man, it is great to have you. Listen, tell us about this brainchild of yours that started several years ago called weeklyrides.com. Where did all of that start?
So weeklyrides.com, a website where we track all the bike happenings that are going on in the area, started, oh gosh, it's almost 10 years now. It was a list of rides that I kept for a group of friends. And one of my friends wanted to include it in an article in a magazine. And at that time, it was just a Google Doc spreadsheet, and it just had this big long link that was not going to look good in print. So we real quickly, like within an hour, I bought this domain name, and I made my first website with no experience whatsoever, and it's just blossomed from there into what it is today.
Well, it is a monster of a site, and no joke, it is where anyone who has an interest in traveling via two wheels, maybe even one wheel, I said unicyclist in there somewhere, so whether it be how to start, whether it be educational opportunities, whether it be community get-togethers over concerns of transportation, all of that is on there, group rides, individual rides, bike shops, all of that is there. When and where did it turn the corner and become not just your side gig or idea where you're listing out a few rides, but it became what it is today? When did that happen in that 10-year anniversary time?
It really, guys, it happened really pretty early. Back in those early days, there was this need for people that they wanted to be able to find bike rides, and there was a similar site, but a lot of the information on that site was just outdated. It wasn't updated all the time the way we work with ours. When people started to find this list of rides where they could count on the accuracy of them and go to these rides, and people would be there that they could ride with, they just started to tell their friends. And, you know, like anything else, when, you know, people start sharing it with their friends and their friends share it with their friends, these things grow pretty quickly. We've worked really hard to make sure that, as we say, if it's on Weekly Rides, it's on, meaning that if we've got it posted, it is an event that is going to happen or is happening. We really spend a lot of time. I spend almost 30 hours a week updating the website and making sure that what's there is current and accurate information.
The bike community's changed quite a bit in those 10 years as well. It's matured a great deal, I would say including companies that promote transportation via bike. And that's been in recent years, from B-Cycle to Lime to all of those different things. How has that impacted the information in the bike community and the citizenship of the bike community? Is it expanding, or is all of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's been, you know, the website, I was doing a presentation a few weeks ago and had showed a group of people the original website, which was basically keeping track of what we call road rides from, you know, the guys in spandex out training for health reasons. The site has grown since then to include everything from gravel rides to mountain biking experiences, racing, community events. We keep track of a lot of everything from, for instance, the government BAC, the Bicycle Advisory Committee meeting schedules there. all of the open street events that your friend in Mind DC is involved with, all of these community events that go on around cycling we now track. And then we provide links to everything from government sites, NCDOT, Charlotte Department of Transportation, Charlotte Bike Program, Bicycle Law, just a wide group of things that we link to, the information that people are looking for, because the community has changed so much in that time period.
How big is the Charlotte bike community? And I don't mean, you know, just people with bikes in their garage, people who are actively participating in things like that are listed on your website. Is there any way to measure that? Is there any thoughts on how big this community really is?
It's a really tough, Don, it's a really tough thing to gauge from numbers. We try to do bike counts occasionally for when we're looking at how many people are commuting and is commuting growing. I think it's hard to sit down and count people doing that, but I think as we work our way through the community and attend different functions, meetings, gatherings, you start to get a feel for the pulse, and cycling is growing in Charlotte. There's no doubt that it is. It's a very fast-growing community. We're involved in a contest right now for a PodQuest, and the cycling community has really come out strong. We're in the number two position in this contest, and it's really based on just the community voting for us every day, and the community has come out so strong because it is so big now.
Now, you mentioned the 30 hours that it takes for weekly rides. This podcast, Bicycling in the Queen City and Beyond, how long has that been going on?
So that's a podcast. That's actually a podcast that we're hoping to put together. My friend Ann Groninger, who is with Bike Law North Carolina, Ann's a friend and a cyclist and an advocate. And her practice focuses on people that have cases that involve cycling. She and I have been doing a series of podcasts. This is an opportunity to take that small series and broaden its appeal across almost half of the state of North Carolina.
Tell us about Bike Law North Carolina. What is that?
So Bike Law North Carolina is Ann's law practice, and they again focus on helping people that have been hurt or injured while cycling and may have a legal case, and she's very instrumental in a lot of the laws and a lot of the advocacy efforts at the statewide level, as well as here at the local level. She and I have been friends for a long time. We work together on a lot of projects.
Jeff Viscount's joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. He's the founder and proprietor and the head runner of weeklyrides.com. And if you want to know or even participate in the bike community, you need to hit this website to find out how you can join into the biking community in the Charlotte area. And Jeff, I say in the Charlotte area because the website will go beyond just the city of Charlotte or the county of Mecklenburg. You've got rides in there. Salisbury's got a pedal through the past ride that looks super interesting. But you'll also cover other places that are in our region that Charlottians or people in the surrounding Charlotte area can participate in. Can you give us some examples of some rides that we may look into?
Yeah, we try to track most of the community events within the surrounding Mecklenburg and surrounding counties. As far as rides, it just depends on the category. For instance, what we call road rides or charity rides, we'll track those as far away as Western North Carolina. We try to stay within about a 2 to 2.5 hour driving distance of Charlotte. Gravel rides, which is riding on gravel, is the new thing to do. Some of those rides, myself included, I just drove to Clinton, South Carolina last weekend to participate in one of these. People are traveling a little further away, so we've got a few that are listed even as far away as Georgia. So just depending on the category, it sort of limits where we'll list rides, but we try to focus on things that we think people are willing to drive to.
We have something coming up called the 20th Annual National Bike Summit as well. What part does Weekly Rides, or maybe more importantly, Jeff Viscount, play in a summit like that, and what will be covered in a summit like that?
So that's the upcoming League of American Bicyclists Summit. They do an annual summit every year. That summit is up in Washington. We also have a statewide, our statewide organization does a summit in the fall. I think this year it's scheduled for September. That's an organization called Bike Walk NC, bikewalknc.org. So these are national summits and then regional summits, and we participate in the regional, the North Carolina summit, just as a sponsor, and we generally attend that each year to just kind of see what's going on and keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening.
Jeff, you're a pretty busy man for somebody who had this idea for just some friends covering the rides going on 10 years ago. Now look at you. You are not the self-proclaimed, but many, many people call you the mayor of the Charlotte bike community, and you wear that crown well, I would say.
Well, Bill, I have to be honest with you. The mayor of Bike Town, as I'm called, I often say that they're just looking for somebody to blame. So
somebody's got to take the rap.
It's a lot of work. I enjoy doing it. Hobby gone bad type thing. The website's a lot of fun, and I guess the most that I get from it are just the compliments that people share with me when I'm out and about. Hearing about people that have met new friends by joining a ride they found on the website, or that have enjoyed new experiences, have been able to help new charities or find new causes to work with, just through the information that we've been able to provide them.
We got to get you back on here to talk a little bit about this, because in our area, of course, bicycles, we just talked about it, have exploded, as well as breweries. And those two go hand in hand, so to speak, and that's something we can delve into later. Of course, the third thing that we're participating in right here, a podcast, and all of those things kind of can join together. Jeff, we look forward to listening and keeping up with the PodQuest Challenge that you're involved in, as well as more. We like to head over to weeklyrides.com for more information. Jeff Viscount, thanks so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me on, guys.